AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It looks like there will be no cost of living increase for Social Security recipients next year. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The government is set to announce the COLA, or lack of it, on Thursday when it releases the Consumer Price Index for September. Inflation has been so low this year that economists say there's little hope the September numbers will produce a benefit increase for next year.
Life has started to return to normal in parts of South Carolina inundated by flooding from days of rain earlier this month. But challenges still remain, including getting Columbia's water system back in shape and repairing bridges that are forcing Interstate 95 drivers on the East Coast into a more than two-hour detour. A lawyer for a Washington Post reporter says she hasn't received any verdict in her client's case and there are no new developments. But AP correspondent Adam Schreck reports an Iranian official says a verdict has been issued in the case of Jason Rezaian, who has been detained for more than a year on espionage allegations.
The judiciary spokesman said the verdict has been issued in the case, but what he did not say was whether Rezaian was acquitted or whether he was convicted or provided any further details. Still, it's significant because this is the first time that an Iranian judicial official has confirmed that a verdict has been issued at all.
In Turkey, the sound of a woman shouting at police, enough is enough in Turkish, near the site of a deadly blast. That was as officers kept her and other mourners from laying flowers at the site where two suspected suicide bombings killed 95 people and wounded hundreds in Ankara. Thousands mourned the victims of Turkey's deadliest attack in years. This is AP Radio News. A wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence has showed no signs of abating as three Palestinians, including a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old, were killed by Israeli forces and four Israelis were wounded in an evening stabbing attack. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld says after a week of violence across Jerusalem and the West Bank, protests have recently spread to Gaza as well.
Heightened security continues in Jerusalem with emphasis on the Old City in order to prevent any further attacks from taking place.
Mars will come to fear my bodily powers.
That's actor Matt Damon in a scene from The Martian, the number one movie at the box office for the second week straight. Hotel Transylvania 2 is in second place. Pan is third, with some observers considering that a bit of a flop for the fantasy flick that cost about $150 million to make. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.